People come your way, you become afraid and you flee.
所以你看见说这个军队啊都是百万大军。
Armies of millions.
你怎么知道？
How do you know?
每一次波斯帝国打仗打赢了就是因为他人多。
So every time the Persians they win is because of the number of people.
那我举个例子给
大家听。I'll give you an example.
比方说当你读以斯帖记的时候。
When you come to the book of Esther.
那么以色列丈夫叫亚哈睡鲁。
So the Esther's husband was called Ahasuerus.
亚哈睡鲁呢是波斯王里面的一个王。
So Ahasuerus was one of the Persian emperors.
那有一段故事是历史上记载的。
So there's a story recorded in the history, not in the Bible.
因为有人告诉我们。
Because some people tell us.
亚哈睡鲁啊他着迷了。
So Ahasuerus, he was obsessed.
对什么很着迷？
What was he obsessed with?
他对宝座很着迷。
He was obsessed with his throne.
他不管在什么地方一定要坐在宝座上。
No matter where he was, he needed to sit on the throne.
在皇宫当然他坐在宝座上。
In the palace, he had to sit on the throne.
他到前线也坐在宝座
上。But when he was in the battlefield, in the front lines, he was on the throne.
这是很危险的。
This is actually very dangerous.
你在前线只要看有人坐在宝座上你就可以射箭了。
So if you see someone on the throne, you attack him first.
但这个就是以色列的丈夫。
But this is Esther's husband.
他不管到哪里。
No matter where he went.
他一定要坐在宝座上。
He has to be on the throne.
那么历史告诉我们说。
Now the history tells us.
他最得意的一件什么事呢？
What was he most pleased with?
他找的一座山。
He found a mountain.
不是很高的山。
Not too high of a mountain.
他就宝座就设立在那里。
And then he established a throne there.
然后呢等到这个兵要去打仗以前。
So when the soldiers are going to go fight.
他一定要检阅他们。
Oh, he's gonna actually, inspect them.
那等到他检阅他们的时候
After he inspected them.
那么你可以想象得到
So you can imagine.
太阳刚刚升起来的时候
So the sun rose.
你看第一个兵从他前面走过
The first soldier will walk by him.
然后第二个
The second.
第三个
The third.
第四个
Fourth.
历史告诉我们
The history tells us.
等到太阳下山的时候
When the sun set.
最后一个兵还没有从他台上
The last soldier didn't go before his throne yet.
你就知道他每次打仗都是几百万大军。
So his armies were huge in numbers.
所以波斯帝国不管到什么地方
So no matter where the Persians went.
都像一只熊。
They're like a huge bear.
他自然的就把你压倒了。
Very naturally he'll crush you.
但是非常有意思。
But it's very interesting.
圣经告诉我们
The Bible tells us.
希腊大帝国像豹一样。
The Greek Empire is like a leopard.
豹就是跑得很快。
Leopards, they run very quickly.
明白吗？
You see that?
那么在历史上有一个人就像豹一样是谁呢？
So in history, there was someone like a leopard. Who was he?
那个人名字叫亚历山大。
His name was Alexander.
他是个常胜将军。
And he was an ever victorious general.
他从来没有打过。
He had never lost a battle.
他没有百万大军
So he didn't have a huge army.
他只有三万的军队
He only had 30,000 army.
他们会骑马
These would always be on horses.
跑得很快很快
They run very quickly.
想想看
Think about it.
你有没有可能只有三万的军队
Only an army of 30,000 cavalry.
你能把几百万的大军把它打垮了
And you can defeat millions.
那是不可能的事
It's impossible.
但是很稀奇
But amazingly.
在两年到三年之内
2 to 3 years.
亚历山大
Alexander the Great
果然征服了那个时候的世界
He conquered the world of the time
稀奇不稀
Isn't it amazing?
等他征服完了世界以后
After he conquered the world
他在帐篷里面哭了
He was crying and weeping in the tent
人家问他说你为什么哭
And then they asked him why are you crying?
他说从此以后我再没有世界可以征服
He said from now on I have no more world to conquer
这就是亚历山大
This is Alexander the Great
如果你读亚历山大的话
So if you study the book of
Alexander 他不是熊
He was not a bear
你看希腊的军队不是熊
So the Greek army is not a bear.
乃是像豹一样。
It's just like a leopard.
你叫豹啊，有花纹的。
So leopard has spots on them.
有白的，有黑的，有白的，有黑的，有花花纹。
White and black. Oh, black, white and black. Yes.
Stripe. 那么这个就是豹的特点。
So this is a special feature of the leopard.
这也是希腊帝国的特点。
This is also a special feature of Greeks.
你知道亚历山大有一个梦。
So.Alexander had a dream.
这个梦和他老师的梦不一样。
It's different than those of his teachers.
亚里士多德是他的老师。
Aristotle was his teacher.
很多地方教导亚历山大。
And taught many things to Alexander the Great.
但是你知道亚历山大他心中有个梦。
But Alexander, he had a dream.
他军队要往东边走。
So his army was going east.
一直从希腊要到印度。
to Greece, from Greece all the way to India.
他从西方就到了东方。
So from the west all the way to the east.
明白吗？
You understand that?
那他做什么梦呢？
What dream did he have?
他不是像罗马帝国。
He's not like the Roman Empire.
罗马人是要拿别人的土地。
So Romans, they want to conquer other people's lands.
他不是。
No, he was not that way.
他有一个目的。
He had a purpose.
他心中有一个梦，希望能够完成。
He had a dream that he wanted to fulfill.
所以他一面征服全世界。
As he conquered the world,
他不是要占领别人，不是。
He's not there to take over their land.
他有一个梦，是什么梦呢？
He had a dream. What is that dream?
他就希望说，等到他从西方把东方整个拿下来以后。
So as he conquered the east,
那这个世界有东方的，有西方的，不是
？So this world has an eastern world and a western world.
西方跟东方不是有很多的不同吗
？Aren't there many differences between the western and eastern?
所以他有一个什么梦呢
？What was his dream?
他希望有一天西方跟东方是一个世界。
So he wants the west and the east to be united into one world.
他希望西方所有东方他们那个世界就像希腊世界一样。
So that he wants the whole eastern world to be like the Greek world.
因为他觉得希腊的文明是最好的文明。
Because he thinks that the Greek civilization is the best civilization.
因为希腊人都读书人。
Because Greeks, they all study.
你知道，慢慢他往东走，那些人都不读书的。
As they go to the east, they don't study.
结果怎么办呢
？So what do they do?
那你叫他们征服了他们以后
，After they conquer them,
就帮助他们。
They help them.
希望他们能上学校。
Hope that they could go to school.
他们到菜场也不一定很讲很好的希腊话，马马虎虎希腊话就可以讲
了。They go to the market. They could speak some Greek.
所以慢慢他们就变得很文明的人。
So then they become a civilized society.
就变成读书人。
Became one to study.
所以呢，亚历山大他做的梦就是这样。
So this is Alexander's dream.
他希望全世界都像希腊一样。
He wants the whole world to be like Greek.
全世界都很文明。
The whole world to be civilized.
所以他们都讲一种的语言。
So they all spoke one language.
那种的语言就是希腊的语言。
That language is the Greek language.
这是他的梦。
This is his dream.
明白吗
？You understand that?
什么意思
？What does it mean?
就是东方的是西方的世界跟东方世界完全结婚起来。
So the Western world and Eastern world would marry.
那怎么做呢
？How do you do it?
他自己做标准。
He used himself as an example.
他是西方人。
He's a Westerner.
他是希腊人。
He's a Greek.
结果娶了个波斯女子做太太。
He married a Persian lady as a wife.
所以他拿这个来告诉大家，他有一个梦。
He used this to tell the whole world he had a dream.
他这个梦要实现的。
His dream will be fulfilled.
他不止如此。
Not only that.
他不过三万多军队。
He only had an army of 30,000.
他鼓励他一万个军队。
He encouraged 10,000 of his soldiers.
就娶一万个波斯女子。
To marry a 10,000 Persian ladies.
那这真的这样事情发生了。
And this day actually did happen.
所以最后他就要告诉全世界。
He wants to tell the whole world.
他希望有一天他这个梦能够实现。
He said one day that this dream can be fulfilled.
明白吗
？You understand that?
所以到了主耶稣的时候。
So in the time of the Lord Jesus.
为什么整本的旧约27卷都是希腊文写的。
So why was the whole New Testament written in Greek?
因为那个时候全世界只有一个语言。
Because the whole world only had one language.
你不管到哪里，你懂得希腊文。
No matter where you went, you would understand Greek.
所以明白吗
？You understand that?
一部分来说，这个他的梦是实现了。
Partially speaking, his dream was fulfilled.
但另一面来说
，But on the other hand,
他的梦没有实现。
His dream was not fulfilled.
为什么
？Why?
我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
只要是罪人，这些梦就不会实现。
If we're sinners, these dreams won't be fulfilled.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
如果一个人相信耶稣基督
，If someone believes in the Lord Jesus,
然后保罗怎么说
？What did Paul say?
不分是希利尼人
，No matter a Greek
或者是犹太人
，or Jews，
不分是自主的
，not the slave，
还是为奴的
，or the free，
不管是男的
man，
还是女的
，or male， or female，
在基督里都是一样。
In Christ, we are the one.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
you see that?
亚历山大所没有完成的梦
The dream that Alexander the Great did not accomplish
你看见主耶稣的福音终于把它完成了
So the gospel of the Lord Jesus was able to fulfill it
但是不管怎么样
But no matter what
这是豹啊
This is a leopard
豹的特点就是它有不同的帅有不同的花纹
So it has different spots
有东方的有西方的
It has the eastern and the western
但这就是亚历山大的梦
But this is the dream of Alexander
这是希腊的梦
This is the dream of Greek
所以到现在
So until now
你知道希腊留给人类最大的两个东西
So the two things that the Greeks have leftto the world
is most important
is related to these dreams
第一
first
就是科学
first is science
我们为什么今天有 high tech 有这么高的科学呢
why do we have such high technology today
都是从希腊来的
it came from Greece
还有
And also?
一个制度叫做民主制度。
And the other system called the democratic system.
也是从希腊帝国来的。
Also came from the Greek Empire.
原因在哪里？
Why is this?
就是因为亚历山大。
Because Alexander the Great.
他不光是统治全世界。
He not only conquered the whole world.
他对我们的版图没有兴趣。
He was not interested in land.
他希望全世界都能够像希腊人一样。
So they want the whole world to be like the Greeks.
但到后来
Later on,
罗马帝国才不一样。
When the Romans conquered, it was different.
你明白吗？
You see that?
罗马帝国来的时候，
When the Roman Empire came,
是个很凶残的野兽。
It was actually a ferocious beast.
圣经告诉我们用脚践踏。
The Bible says they used the leg to trample.
他最有兴趣的就是你的土地。
He's the most interested in your land.
所以罗马不管到什么地方，
No matter where Rome went,
他一定把别人的土地拿过来。
He conquered your land.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't it amazing?
从历史的角度来看，
From historical perspective,
你看巴比伦帝国，
the Babylonian
Empire, 波斯帝国，
the Persian Empire,
然后希腊大帝国，
and the Greek Empire,
还有罗马大帝国，
and the Roman Empire.
为什么这四只不同的兽呢？
Why are there four different beasts?
因为这四个不同的兽刚好代表了将来所要发生帝国的特点。
So these manifest the special feature of the empires that will come.
所以明白吗？
So you understand that, brothers?
你看见神的话多么准确。
The word of God is so accurate.
在但以理的时候，
In the time of Daniel,
事情还没有发生，
Before things happened,
他就知道将来有四个大的帝国。
He already knew that there would be four great empires.
明白吗？
You understand that?
所以到了第七章的时候，
So when you come to chapter 7,
你看见有狮子，
There's a lion.
然后有豹，
There's a leopard.
有熊，
There's a bear.
有不知名的兽，
And then there's an unknown beast.
原来就是五十年前他所看见的金银铜铁。
It is the same gold, silver, bronze, and iron he saw 50 years before.
那为什么他的解释不一样？
Why is his interpretation different?
因为他所看见的角度不一样。
Because his angle now was different.
这个世界所看见的乃是金银铜铁外面的东西。
So when the world looks at the empires, it looks as gold, silver, bronze, and iron, the outward things.
这五十年，
because these 50 years,
但以理虽然是被掳到巴比伦，
even though Daniel was deported to Babylon,
他与神有更亲密的交通，
he had much closer fellowship with the Lord.
他能看见神所看见，
he can see what God saw.
人看见外面的金银铜铁，
man sees the outward gold, silver, bronze, and iron.
只有神看见这个世界的本质，
only the Lord sees the true nature of these empires.
在神的眼光中来看，
in the eyes of God,
在但以理眼光中来看，
in the eyes of Daniel,
这个四个大的帝国，
these four empires,
像四只野兽一样，
they're like four beasts.
明白吗？
You understand that?
他们的性质乃是野兽的性质，
their nature is the nature of beasts.
这就证明什么？
What does that prove?
证明我们人类堕落，
it proves that man has fallen.
我们人类失败，
man has fallen.
我们外面可以用非常准确的话，
we can use very accurate words outwardly.
用今天的话来说是 political correctness.
Can you say some politically correct words?
你一定要 politically accurate.
You have to politically be politically accurate.
你不要随便的讲话。
Don't say anything casually.
你明白吗？如果这样的话，
if you do this,
应该没有一个人是 racist.
So no one should be a racist.
那为什么还有许多 racist?
But why is there still racism?
因为每个人都是说准确的话。
Because everybody says the right words.
这里是Chinese American.
So Chinese American.
这里是 African American.
African American.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你这样讲是完全 political correct.
You say this completely politically correct.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is this.
是不是在你的心里面？
So in your heart of hearts.
你是看不见什么颜色。
You can see no color.
明白吗？
You see that?
所以只有基督徒，
only Christians.
如果真的接受耶稣基督做救主，
only when they accept the Lord Jesus as Savior.
迟早有一天，
one day you'll discover.
你要看里面跟外面是一样。
So the inside and the outside are the same.
所以清楚吗？
So you see that?
今天世界是看人的外貌。
The world looks at the outside.
神乃是看世界的内心。
God looks at the heart of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
圣经告诉我们说，
so the Bible tells us,
这世界都握在那恶者的手。
This world is in the hands of the evil one.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
在神的眼光中来看，
in the eyes of God,
是狮子从海中上来，
so the lion came forth from the sea.
是熊从海中上来，
the bear came forth from the sea.
是豹从海中上来，
the leopard came forth from the sea.
他们是一个一个的帝国，
so they are empires,
但是只有神看见，
but only God saw,
他们里面残暴的本质，
the beastly nature in them,
因为人堕落犯罪，
because men have sinned and fallen.
你把一个最好的系统 放在一个罪人的手里面。
So when you put the best system in the hands of sinners,
这个世界永远不会好。
This world will not be improved.
因为你注意到
when you discover,
这个世界是充满了污染。
This world is full of pollution.
我们要找的污染源在哪里？
So we have to find the pollutant.
结果你发现
you discover,
世界最大的污染源就是我们这个人。
The biggest pollutant is us.
当我们每一个人都像烟囱一样冒烟的时候
So when we are just like smokestacks letting out smoke
你觉得这个世界会好吗
Do you think this world will become better?
你说把我们这些人放在国会的电